This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. You know, we're looking at Isaiah 54, and I have a word for the women that wanted to get pregnant and they couldn't. The Lord is making you fertile by the power of His grace. The scripture says in Isaiah 54, "Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Burst into song and shout." Ha ha! Shout out loud, because things are changing. You say, "I've tried, I've tried, I've tried." When people come to me and say they want to have children, I tell them, "No, stop worrying about children. Just love your husband and let him love you. That's all you need to do. Don't worry about children. They'll come. They'll come. They'll come." Your worrying about children helps you not to get pregnant because you're putting a block there. God wants you to be fertile and to have children, children that will become Christians, Catholics, lovers of God, lovers of people. Oh, yes, we want our children redeemed, not only at baptism, but as they grow, that they would do the will of God, the will of God. We just don't want to have children. We want them to be Christians. We want them to know the power of God and to pass on that power to other people. Oh, yes, we're not only here to have children. We're here to bring salvation to the lost. "Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Burst into song and shout."
Oh!
Oh! Shout to the Lord. Yes, shout. Break that barrenness in the name of Jesus, in the holy name of Jesus. You say, "But I've been trying so long to have a child." Don't try. Please just don't try. Just be with your husband and love him and let him love you. God will work it all out. God will work it all. I was praying once with people from New York City. They wanted to have children. And I prophesied to them that they would have twins. And so they did. They had twins, not only one, but two. I prophesied the word of God that they would have twins. The Lord wants you fruitful in the name of Jesus to bring up children that love the Lord Jesus Christ and love people.
Father, what's going on behind us on the church ground?
Behind us are 110 children doing vacation Bible school. We're going to have one of the children baptized on Friday. They're going to hear the good news of Jesus, of his death, burial, and resurrection. They're going to give their lives to Jesus. You know, when I was a child, I gave my life to Jesus. I gave it to him. I didn't know what it meant, but I gave it to him. I told him that I loved him and that he could have me. I was only 6 or 7, but I told him I wanted to be his. I didn't know anything about the world. I just knew that I wanted Jesus. That's why we baptize as babies. We baptize as babies so that they will grow in the Christian Catholic faith and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. You say, "I've been baptized, but I don't know the Lord." Well, it's time today that you start to know him. How do you do it? You just tell him, "I want to know you. I want to know you." You see, Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months, they gave it a name. God wants to know you, and you need to know him so that things would happen in the power of his Spirit.
Intimately know you, that your thoughts are flooded with God's thoughts, before the show, I said, Holy Spirit, flood me with your thoughts. Because who can know the thoughts of man but the spirit of man? Only the Holy Spirit can know the thoughts of God. Jesus wants to intimately know and live his life through you. Jesus wants to see through your eyes. He wants to hear through your ears. He wants to speak through your mouth. He wants to love through your heart. He wants to fill every part of you with his glory and his love. The love of God overcomes everything. The love of God overcomes barrenness. We have barrenness in our life sometimes because there's a void in our soul where the love of God is not. That void is filled with fear and worry and control. But when the love of God overshadows you and you surrender to God, there is nowhere God can be where fruitfulness cannot be. If God is there and God is in control, that part of your life needs to be fruitful because that is an attribute of God. And God cannot be what he is not.
So we have barrenness of body and barrenness of spirit. Today you snapped on the radio. Maybe you have barrenness of spirit. And you know what? I remember a young man listening on the radio many years ago, and he heard the gospel, and he said, I've got to go to the espousal retreat house. And he did, and he gave his life to Jesus. Oh, yes, there's barrenness of children, but also this barrenness of spirit. And so many people who come to church have a barren experience. They don't know God. They're in the desert. They're in the real desert. They don't know. Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months, they gave it a name.
God wants to take you to the rainforest.
Amen. God wants to do mighty things in you, through you, and for you, but not for you alone. You see, it's not only for you alone, so that you would be good news to people around you.
Just like our friend who comes to Glory Night. Two of her good friends, the women, they were dealing with barrenness and they couldn't get pregnant. But she said, come to Glory Night and they'll pray for you. And we prayed that God would give them each a baby and he would fill them. First, we prayed that Jesus would fill them with his love and his presence and his fruitfulness. And then we prayed that Jesus would give them a baby. And we got a glory report that they were both pregnant 1 week apart from each other, a month later. Because that is Jesus's will, that I have come to give you life and life abundantly. And Jesus cares about every area of your life. There is part of your life that's not abundant right now. Give it to Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Watch what he does. Jesus told St. Faustina, trust is a vessel which all graces are given. If there's an area of our life that we're not receiving the grace of God, which is due to us, it's because we're not trusting God the way God is calling us to trust him. Surrender to me. Trust in me, says the Lord, and I will do everything for you.
I'm thinking of so many people in the world. Once they're married, they don't have children. They have dogs. Now, I'm not against dogs, but there's no comparison with God and people to have a beautiful child and be raised as Christian Catholics. They have dogs. They say, we're not ready to have children. Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't know if anyone is ever ready. I remember when I was ordained. I remember someone came to me who needed the sacrament of the sick. I thought, I'm going to go call a priest. And then I thought again, I'm the priest. I never did that before. But you know what? I had to do it now. This whole experience of love is to be fruitful, to be fruitful. We have not preached fruitfulness in the spirit. and in the body. Yes, we want children so that they'll go to heaven to change the world one at a time, raised as Christian Catholics. We want children that know the will of God.
The first part of being fruitful is knowing that's God's will for you to be fruitful and to have abundance in every area of your life. Some people think it's God's will for them to be barren, God's will for them to be sick, and this is God's way of making them holy or sanctified. God will use everything for the good for those who love him and are called to his purposes. But God's will is for you to be fruitful, to be victorious, and to enforce the victory of Calvary. Enforce the victory of Calvary. You know, barrenness has no place in Jesus Christ. Jesus, his words were, "I have come to give you life and life abundantly." Fear and anxiety has no place in Christ. "I have come to give you rest." We need to know the will of God so we can enforce the will of God. First, we need to know what God's will for our life is, and then we need to begin to be strong, have authority, and enforce the will of God. Because if we don't have authority and we don't walk in the dominion that Jesus Christ has given us, then we are just wish-washy and we are being blown around by the wind. And that is what the enemy's plans for us. But God wants you to be firm in your faith, going to the throne of God with boldness and enforcing what the promises that Jesus Christ has given to you from Calvary. But do you know what they are?
You know, we say that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ. Do you know the promises? You see, that's from the scripture. The promises are from the Bible. "I will be with you always, even until the end of time." That's one of the promises. You're feeling alone and lonely today, but the promise is that "I will be with you always, even until the end of time." That's now. You feel rejected. The Lord says in John 6, "I will reject no one who comes to me will I ever reject. No one who comes to me will I ever reject." I remember many years ago at a Tuesday night prayer meeting in Quincy when I was at Sacred Heart, there was a person who came to me and they were angry and they were mad and they were without fruit in their lives. So I took them through the door and we sat on the steps, and I said, "Jesus wants to change things in your life. Jesus wants to do something for you tonight, not tomorrow. But you need to open yourself up to the love of God." And so she did. And she did. And the love of God came. You see, no one's ever too lost. The best thing about being lost is being found.
Hallelujah.
That's the best thing about being lost. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, we all start off as being lost. Some more lost than others, but lost. "Oh, but I've never sinned." Like big sins, you're lost anyway. You don't know Jesus. You've never given him your life. You're lost. "But I'm not on drugs." You're lost. You don't know Jesus. You've never given him your life. It's time today to do that and do it quickly.
And a lot of times, the most lost is we're in the church. We're doing all these good things, all these religious activities, but the religious spirit tells you, you need to earn God's love. You need to earn God's salvation. Where at the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished. Come and take my healing. Come and take my love. Come and take my abundant life." But, you know, what soil are we operating on? Are we giving Jesus fertile soil so that he can produce good fruits in our lives? If we have a soil of unforgiveness, soil of bitterness, soil of unbelief, we can go to church all we want. We can pray the rosary all we want. But if our soil is barren, we're not going to produce fruit. But if we have soil of gratefulness, expectation, excitement, then all of a sudden we begin to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. God says if you can be grateful, you can be joyful. The first acknowledgement to produce fruit is gratefulness, because Jesus already did it all for us. So what is he expecting from us? To be grateful to him, to tell him, I love you. How many times have we told Jesus today, I love you, Lord. I thank you, God. God is a jealous God. He doesn't want 50% of you. He doesn't want 99% of you. He wants all of you. He doesn't want your religious actions. He wants your soul, your spirit. He wants your insides. And when he has you from the inside out, then we produce fruit on it, the outward scale. Because our life on the exterior is a reflection of what's going on in the interior. And when the interior of us is filled by the love, filled by the power of God, then we can't stop bearing fruit. We can't stop. They're like, Anthony, you're never off. I don't ever try to do anything except I wake up and I seek God and I pray and I just seek God because I love God more than anything. And God is like a drug. God is like, everything else is a counterfeit. So I am so overflowed by the love of God that when I come across someone, it's just bubbling out of me. Brabakate, rasava. When I first came to God, I remember I'd be driving and I'd just pull the car over. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, this person needs a touch from the Lord. And I'd be chasing people down the street. Man of God, woman of God, today is the day that Jesus has come for you. Today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day that Jesus wants to fill you with his spirit. And the thing about Jesus is when Jesus lives inside of you, there's no faking it. You know, and Jesus is undeniable to everyone who come across. He came across, except those people in church who were doing good things, but in their own power. They weren't surrendered to God. The best part of being lost is being found. The best part of being broken is that God begins to rebuild your life upon him alone.
Are you lost today? I'm a good person. I don't steal.
Heaven's not filled with good people.
That's right. Heaven is not filled with good people. Heaven is filled with people that have been regenerated by the Holy Spirit. People that know God, know, not just know about, but know him. And this is what heaven is about, knowing God. And you know, the scripture says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that every day, but we've not seen that because we've not even meditated on that.
The kingdom is
Yes, the kingdom is very fruitful, very fruitful. Touching people. It's all about touching people. You see, we're on the radio not because we're on the radio. We're on the radio because we care about people. We care about the lost. We care about people that are having a hard time. We care about people that have stopped growing in their Christian life. We're not here just because we want to be a voice. Oh, no, we want to get people touched by the grace of God so that they could do greater things than what we're doing. This is what it's all about, that people would do greater things than what we're doing. I remember John Paul Jackson, when I went to one of his meetings, I only went to one, he called me and he says, sir, when you came into the room, I saw a golden megaphone on your mouth. And I see you in a little room, and I don't know what that means, but the Lord says you're touching a lot of people in that little room. It was radio. We had a little room. That's it. We're not here because we just want to be a voice. We're here because we want to touch people. We're here because we want people who have backslided to come back to Jesus. How do you do it? You go to confession. How do you do it? You turn around. How do you do it? When do you do it? Now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till Sunday. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to give your life back to the Lord Jesus. Not tomorrow, but now. And you know what? In Greek, you know what that now is? Now! That kind of a now. Not just now. Now! That's what it's all about. It's all about now. And it's now that God wants to bless you. It's now that God wants you to conceive children. It's now that God wants to touch you. It's now that God wants to do new things for you. You say, I've been following Jesus and I've been in a rut. It's now to come out of the rut because God is exciting. The Spirit of God is exciting. He does things that only He can do, and He wants you to do those things. That's real. On the School of the Holy Spirit, one of the women spoke about prophecy, and I've been prophesying ever since. Why have a woman speak on prophecy if you're not going to prophesy? Why have a woman preach that above all things, yearn to prophesy? I heard the message. I want the message. One of the things I prophesied to Father Matt, that the Lord was going to touch so many people, not so much by the homilies, not so much by the music, but by His presence, He was going to touch so many people. I prophesied it. I had no idea what I was going to say, but I spoke that word. And you know what? We're seeing it come into reality by the grace of God.
God needs to use people to speak His decrees from heaven. And if you declare a thing, it shall be done. We need to be intimate with the Lord so He can use our mouths to speak His decrees upon this earth. Because in your tongue, you carry the power of life and death. You have the ability to bless, and you have the ability to destroy. Father Tom wants to create more Father Toms. That's why he's on this radio show. When we look at all of creation, all of creation is created by God to have the regenerative property. Jesus came to create more Jesuses. When we look at an apple tree, it creates more apple trees. God has you married so you can create more of yourselves and children. God wants to bring you into the kingdom so that you can create more disciples for God. The kingdom of God is ever expanding, and it is now. If you are living in the past, you are depressed. If you are living in the future, you are anxious. But if you are living right here, right now, with God, then all of His power, all of His glory, all of His miracle workings is accessible for you. For God is not a God of tomorrow. God is not a God of yesterday. God is a God of now. The devil's biggest strategy is get you out of the here and now. God is called the eternal now. Because 2 weeks ago, it was a now. In 2 minutes, it will be the now. We live in a string of moments. It is now. It is now. It is now. The past is gone. The future is not real. All that is ever real is the present moment. And in the present moment, God always has you exactly where you need to be to get you to exactly where you need to go. But are you trusting God right now? Or are you worrying about the future? Are you doubting God? Because if we trust and we surrender to God fully, and we concentrate on only loving and thanking God right here, right now, then God will do everything for you. God knows all your needs. He knows all your desires. And God will give you the desires of your heart if you trust, love, and live with Him right here, right now.
God's name, I am who am. Not was. Not I was who were. Not I shall be who I shall be. I am who am. It's the Lord. Remember what Jesus said. Before Abraham was, I am. He named the name of God. They wanted to throw rocks at him. But he is the Lord. He is God. I am who I am for you. For you. He is for you. And you might feel like a loser. Don't call yourselves names. Call yourselves children of God.
Call yourself redeemed.
Amen. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord, the redeemed of the Lord shall say so. I'm redeemed. I've been bought back. I'm one of God's children. I have new life in me. But you see, you've got to believe it because he's so great that he wants to bless you so that you would bless others. It doesn't stop with you. It continues and continues and continues. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.